it, what to do about it, and most importantly, how to find God's goodness and wisdom in the midst of it. Disappointment comes in varying degrees of pain. Sometimes we struggle over small disappointments, like, I don't know, like a crazy haircut or a missed opportunity. But other times, the disappointments are much more disillusioning and sometimes even devastating. A friend that suddenly goes silent, a child that starts to make decisions so opposite from the way you raised them, a job loss without any new possibilities on the horizon, a betrayal from someone you thought was completely trustworthy, financial debt that feels inescapable, a terrifying medical diagnosis, or the sudden death of someone you love so much you don't know how you'll go on without them. The list of disappointments, big and small, well, they're endless. And we've all experienced our fair share of things not turning out the way that we thought they would. So what do we do about it? How do we live the joyful and abundant Christian life when we're so afraid of the next unexpected hardship and heartbreak? And why would our loving God allow all of this hurt? These are questions I've certainly wrestled with personally in intense ways. I've suffered some of the most devastating heartbreaks of my life right here at this kitchen table, on the couch that you see behind me, and just in my home. So that's why I'm recording all of these sessions where I do life. Now, I must warn you, there's one downside to my house. I have a mouse that is determined to terrorize me, and no matter what I do to get him to find another place in the world, he will not leave. A few weeks ago, I found 20 pieces of dog food in between, wait for it, the mattresses of my bed where I sleep. Now, let me ask you a question. How would dog food get from my kitchen all the way to my bed? You guessed it, the mouse that will not leave my house. So if he makes an appearance, I apologize in advance. I promise I am clean. I am a very clean person, so please do not judge. Plus, we'll be doing lots of these lessons outside, so hopefully the mouse will stay in the house when we're outside and stay outside when we're in the house. Who knows? I guess you could say if there's an upside to my crazy mouse stories, at least he's provided some comic relief in what has otherwise been an incredibly hard time. You know, the past 3 years of my life, they've been more painful and soul-rattling than any other season I have ever walked through. You know, when I wrote my last book, Uninvited, I did so thinking that I had experienced so much healing from past rejections that I could really help others. Well, I had no idea I would release that book in the midst of the most devastating rejection I'd ever face in my own marriage, combined with several health challenges, which I'll tell you more about in the coming weeks. And you know that this study, it's not supposed to be this way. It isn't just a book I wrote. It's a message I've walked through, sometimes crawled through, but I survived, and you will too. While your circumstances may be different than mine, please know, I understand pain is relative. Pain is pain. And in the context of your life, anything causing you hurt, it's worth being addressed. That disappointment that you're walking through, big or small, that ache in your heart, that seemingly never-ending struggle that you don't know how to make better, well, you finally found a safe place to process these things. And better yet, throughout these next 6 sessions, you'll find healing perspectives to not only help you understand where disappointment comes from, but what to do so it doesn't keep stealing your joy and your peace today. This is an in-depth Bible study where I will uncomplicate crucial Bible truths that will help all of us know what to do in the midst of our own hard and disappointing circumstances. But before we jump into lesson 1, I want to cast a foundational perspective shift that I will build on through our time together. What would happen in our lives if we really lived in the absolute assurance of God's love in the midst of our disappointments? I mean, as Christians, we know He loves us. We sing the songs, we quote the verses, we wear the t-shirts, we sport the bumper stickers. Yes, God loves us. I'm not talking about knowing that He loves us. I'm talking about living as if we really believe it. I'm talking about walking confidently in the certainty of God's love, even when our feelings beg us not to. I'm talking about training our hearts and our minds to process everything through the filter of the absolute assurance of God's love, period, without